चिकित्सा और स्वयंसेविक संगठन के क्षेत्र में इस वर्ष इजाबेल प्लेन्स मेडिकल सेंटर की डॉक्टर रश्मि शर्मा को ऑस्ट्रेलिया डे ऑनर से सम्मानित किया गया है। डॉक्टर शर्मा एसीटी मेडिकेयर लोकल की पूर्व अध्यक्ष तथा कई अन्य संगठनों की बोर्ड मेंबर भी रह चुकी हैं। वे ऑस्ट्रेलियन नेशनल यूनिवर्सिटी में एडजंक्ट एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर के रूप में भी कार्यरत हैं। आइए आज बात करें डॉक्टर रश्मि शर्मा से। डॉक्टर शर्मा, सबसे पहले तो आपको हार्दिक बधाई और आपका स्वागत है SBS रेडियो के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में।
थैंक यू।
डॉक्टर शर्मा, आप भारत से ऑस्ट्रेलिया कैसे आई, कब और कैसे शुरू हुआ ये सफर?
So my journey to India and Australia actually started in England where I was born. Both my parents emigrated to England from India probably in the sort of late 50s, early 60s. And I was born there in London where I grew up, went to school and went to university, and then made the move out to Australia when I finished my medical degree in the UK.
तो जब आप इंग्लैंड से ऑस्ट्रेलिया आई, तब आपको यहाँ एक भारतीय मूल की डॉक्टर होने की वजह से कोई दिक्कत या दिक्कतों का सामना करना पड़ा?
Look, I think it was interesting in the day that I came. In the time that I arrived, even though I was a British graduate, I was required to sit the Australian Medical Council exam, which I'm sure many of your listeners would have experience of. And I did find that quite a stressful experience at the time because obviously my migration to Australia depended upon me passing this exam. So that certainly, I thought, was a challenge. And I think also in the days that I arrived, and I first started working on the Gold Coast, there were not many Indian doctors in the system. And so there was possibly a little bit of racism that I had to encounter when I first arrived in Australia. And I think, you know, certainly decades later, that's much improved with more Indians actually working in the health sector in the region. But I think certainly that was an issue as well that I had to experience.
ऑस्ट्रेलियन हेल्थ सिस्टम में आप काफी सारे संगठनों में अध्यक्ष अथवा मेंबर के तौर पर कार्यरत रही हैं और कहा जाता है कि आपकी सबसे बड़ी उपलब्धि डॉक्टरों और सुविधाहीन मरीजों के बीच के फासले को कम करने में योगदान के रूप में रही है। आपने कैसे इतने कम समय में ये कर दिखाया?
Look, I think I also come from a unique perspective of actually having been a patient myself on quite a number of occasions, suffering episodes of ill health. And so that has certainly made me experience the health sector from the inside, actually being a patient. And I think especially in Canberra, where we tend to consider ourselves to be a wealthy population, there are pockets of disadvantage. And those pockets of disadvantage actually, you know, sometimes can get overlooked by a health system. I think people have to understand the health system is an extremely large system that is developed and can be extremely difficult to navigate. And that can be for someone who is from a higher socioeconomic class who speaks good English. And therefore, when you translate that system to people who may be struggling socially or maybe have English as a second language or don't understand the subtleties of the English language, I think actually, you know, we can see that there are gaps and people do fall through the gaps. I think, you know, within the sort of the clinical field, we're recognising that more and more. I know that in Canberra, Healthcare Consumers has actually done some great work around those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. And I think that, you know, certainly it's improving. But of course, there is a long way to go in making sure that we don't let these people fall through the gaps. And that includes our Indigenous populations as well, because we all have slightly different cultural needs. And we need to try and design a system that can accommodate those.
आपने बात की निम्न आय वर्ग और लिंग्विस्टिकली डाइवर्स ग्रुप के लोगों की। इसमें एक बड़ा दर्जा भारत से आए लोगों का और खास तौर पर भारतीय महिलाओं का है, जो एक मेडिकल फैसिलिटी में पांव रखते ही कई बार सहम सी जाती हैं अपने कल्चरल डिफरेंसेस की वजह से। ऐसी महिलाओं को बेफिक्र करने के लिए क्या कदम उठाए जा रहे हैं?
Oh, look, I think there are. So, for example, I'm involved with general practice training and training with future GPs in Australia. And certainly, you know, there is quite a lot of emphasis on actually, you know, making sure that trainee doctors understand that they are dealing and trying to care for people from different backgrounds. We have a very good interpreter service in Australia. We're very lucky that, you know, we can actually phone up and get someone on the line that can help us interpret what the patient is saying to us. So I think certainly, you know, we are making steps in that regard. And I think also you will find that amongst the workforce, you also have people who do come from culturally diverse backgrounds and therefore can speak different languages, which can assist patients. But, you know, I think ultimately it is a challenge to start off with, and I think people shouldn't shy away from the health system because they find that difficult. I think people need to realise that there are ways to, you know, help themselves. An example would be that if a patient came to see me who couldn't speak English, if they knew that they needed that appointment a few days in advance and they let the practice know, we could actually book an interpreter for that time. And that interpreter may be on the phone or in person, but that certainly would help those people to settle into the health system and be able to communicate well with their healthcare providers.
अगर हम बात करें डॉक्टरों की तो भारतीयों में मेडिकल प्रोफेशन की तरफ रुझान कुछ ज्यादा ही है. ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इस वक्त क्या दृश्य है मेडिकल एजुकेशन और यूनिवर्सिटीज में?
Generally Indians have been very well represented in the medical field, you know, and that's gone on for several generations, and I'm certainly, you know, testimony to that, as is my sister, who's also a doctor, and another one's a lawyer, so I think those sort of stereotypes remain within the Indian community. I'd certainly be saying that, you know, it's very heartening to see now, for example, Australian-born people of Indian origin coming and training within the Australian universities and, you know, rising up within the medical ranks across all specialities. Because certainly, you know, there should be opportunities for all in Australia. And I think that's what makes Australia such a great country, that we're actually all able to reach our full potential.
अब चलते चलते डॉक्टर शर्मा, आपका उन युवा डॉक्टरों के लिए कोई संदेश जो अभी ट्रेनिंग में है या भारत से ऑस्ट्रेलिया आकर प्रैक्टिस करने के सपने पिरो रहे हैं?
Look, I think at the end of the day, we have one of the best health systems in the world, and I think we really should be very proud of that, and I think we should be very proud of the contribution that we could be making to that system. I think the Australian community as a whole is very respectful of doctors of Indian origin, and they recognise our worth in the field. So I would certainly be saying, look, give it a go. There is plenty of opportunities within the system. It's not an easy system to work in because it's very competitive. But certainly, I think, you know, with the track record that we have of being studious and, you know, trying to work hard and achieve our best, I certainly think there's huge opportunities in that area, and that people should just certainly, you know, reach for their potential.
Dr. Rashmi Sharma, SBS Hindi से बात करने के लिए शुक्रिया, और एक बार फिर से आपको मिले सम्मान के लिए बहुत-बहुत बधाई.
Thank you, Amit.